Dr. Pinsky dictating a male, I'm sorry, female IME on Margaret Dokulil, D-O-K-U-L-I-L. Margaret Dokulil is a 67-year-old woman who reports she was injured while at work on 3/29/21. She fell into a pothole on broken up asphalt and believes she injured her left leg and foot. She did go to the emergency room the same day. Paired with this and subsequent evaluation, she understands her final diagnosis to be that of a fracture of the fibula. But this was treated with a walking boot, but no surgery. Period. She has completed her course of active treatment. Period. The paragraph, as per her claim petition, Ms. Dokulil indicated she was taking food to a resident and fell on the way out of the building on broken pavement. Period. The first report of injury was completed relative to that event. Period. Medical records show she was seen by Dr. DeMarat on 3/31/21, by which time she had gone to the emergency room and was diagnosed with a fracture and splinted. Appeared she had no prior complaints of foot or ankle pain. Appeared she slipped and fell while at work with a twisting motion. Period exam showed diffuse swelling and bruising of the left lateral ankle. Period. It was limited motion of the ankle secondary to pain and swelling. Period. Outside x-rays showed a non-displaced distal fibula fracture but intact mortise and syndesmosis. Period. There was no evidence of malalignment or fracture within the foot region. Period. Dr. DeMarat diagnosed left distal fibula fracture that was stable and fitted her for a Cam Walker boot. Period. She followed up with him regularly over the next several months. Period. In the paragraph on 10/5/21, she had an MRI of the left ankle to be inserted. Period. Dr. DeMarat continued to see her through 1/10/22. He already cleared her for full duty, effective 9/27/21. Period. As of on 12/1/21, he performed a corticosteroid injection to the left ankle. Period. On 1/10/22, he deemed she had reached a point of maximum medical improvement. Period. Her residual complaints were overall stable and functional as she is doing her regular duties as before. Period. She was discharged from active orthopedic care at full duty. Period. Exam showed some swelling and tenderness of the distal lateral ankle with slight motion loss at the extremes but stable and good strength. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. And she had swelling of the CMC joints of the hands bilaterally consistent with systemic arthritis. Period. Extremities lower. She wore clog type shoes. Period. Inspection revealed bilateral bunions and marked varicose veins and venostasis changes. Period. She did have a vein stripping procedure in the past. Period. Motion of the left knee was full with crepitus but no tenderness. Period. Motion of the right knee as well as both hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5-5. Resisted left extensor hallucis longus and plantar flexor strength but was otherwise 5/5. Period. The rest of that is normal. Feet and ankle maneuvers normal. Left ankle distraction elicited complaints of tenderness, but compression did not. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral normal. She was able to do 2 consecutive heel lifts on the left foot and 3 on the right foot. Period. Impressions on 3/29/21. Margaret Dokulil tripped and fell on broken up asphalt, injuring her left lower extremity. Period. She was seen the same day at the emergency room where she underwent x-rays and was placed in a splint. Period. She followed up orthopedically with Dr. D. Murat, who switched her to a walking boot. Additional x-rays were performed over time. She had an ankle MRI on 10/5/21 to be inserted here. She saw Dr. D. Murat through 1/10/22 when he discharged her from care to full duty. New paragraph, the current examination found there to be full range of motion of the left ankle, knee, and hip. There was no instability with provocative maneuvers. She was able to squat and rise. There was no limp or foot drop when ambulating, and she did not utilize a handheld assistive device. New paragraph. There is 5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left foot. End.